Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
And here we are, ready to enjoy the atmosphere.
Hello, welcome to podcast 186 live from Wembley Stadium. How exciting!
And it's live.
Have
you had a nice afternoon? Go on, what do you reckon the score is going to be?
3-0.
We'll take that. Right, so we've watched...
I'll take that, no questions asked.
We've watched the warm-up because Albert has been very patient while we had a couple of pints downstairs at Wembley, which stinks. Jesus Christ, where they search you and they won't allow you to take a bottle in, but let it go. But we have noticed, haven't we, Albert, that I'm very giddy. I'm emotional today because it was when Mum took me to my first... I've been to England games in the late 70s, bizarrely. But my first United game was 83 against Brighton. So Albert's here with 83. But what we've noticed, which I've never seen in the warm-up, Albert, is that they put a goalkeeping coach on De Gea while they warmed up. I've never seen...
Actually, never seen that before?
No, actually, elbowing out of the way. What, they've done it before? I thought this was inspiration. What, they've done it before and it's not worked
for the last 10 years?
No, that's not new information. While they were putting crosses in. What we're more concerned about in is the goalkeeping coaches have then ducked while the players are shooting. Like, for fuck's sake, stand up and let hit him off you. For God's sake. If that's the goalkeeping coaching, that concerns me. But we're very excited. It's been a really good day. With my boy, met you lot. It's still a shithole, but it has an aura. I'm contrasted because all my moans and anger about the League Cup final... But I'm emotional about, like, anything. I get emotional about seeing a bird in a tree. I'm very emotional tonight. And it, like, yeah. You know, Billy Ocean and an FA Cup game at Wembley with my boy in 1 week. Yeah, mate, I'm happy.
It's a good week. So, question is, though, obviously, United want to redevelop and expand Old Trafford. Let's be honest. This is the kind of format you're probably realistically looking at.
The thing is, what I'm always arguing about is I'm trying not to be... we're all selfish individuals in this world. I'm not trying to be selfish. I'm trying to say, what is the next generation? For most of us of a certain age, Old Trafford is great, is fine. But what I'm saying is, the generations that come next are obsessed with fucking YouTube and fucking shit-talking. Are going to want more. So this is, I don't know. So the aura that Old Trafford has, you've got to go, like, you cannot watch. Forget Arsenal, forget, hopefully, give me a ticket, anyone, for Thursday. These aren't our comparisons. What we're saying is Barcelona, Real Madrid. And United can't sink it. You cannot. You can't just, like, upgrade, you can't just paint something and think that's enough. So I'm not on about me. I mean... But there comes a point, like, let's be honest, they spent X amount here, they owe X amount here, and you got in with John and his boy, and what did we all say? The toilet stank. You can't even sort your sewage system out.
But, in fairness to Wembley, they don't have a game every single week, though, do they? You know, it's not regular, like, the staff don't really know what they're doing.
No, it's not the big event. I'm saying it costs 750 million, and they're still, it's like a Glazer enterprise. They're still 200 million in debt. So, the Old Trafford, it's not for me, it's for what comes next. But we're getting distorted. The point I made to you before, and it was nice, I went to the traditional pub. Albert chose my mum, Canton our hat on his own back, so I'm buzzing. But I said all along, I want to go Brighton today because I want to take Albert. So I'd get a ticket. But I said to you, and you refuted me on this, hindsight is a wonderful thing, obviously. I don't want to not... But I think I'd preferred City in the semi. I think we'd have had a better chance against City.
Absolutely not. They look ruthless. They'd have destroyed us today. And to be fair, look, they still might destroy us today. And coming down, I'm sat there thinking,
I think we'll be all right. Look at the team. We're still a team.
After that podcast on Tuesday, I want to stick, like, you know, go home true with, I thought we'd get knocked out to Sevilla, and we did. That wasn't a surprise. And I still think that we'll go through today.
I was very, this isn't going to be comfortable. Eerily old school confident about. Even at 1-0 down, I thought, like, I think it was Paul on open set, even at 2-0, I thought, well, we'll respond here. I mean, that was a big... And what we said before is, there's such a weak underbelly here, and that's really disappointing. And it is a bit on Eric, because I think any good manager, and he will get it right, I love him, but that is unacceptable for under any manager. You know, we called Ralph out. You cannot just, when you go 2-0, you cannot just give up. And that's what they all do. I'm being unfair on Martial. Like,
I don't think
just
you
go
are.
Off,
I don't think
well,
you
fit
are.
Today. He's fit today.
But the
so
thing
he
is,
wanted to go off on Tuesday.
But we know, we as fans know what Martial is.
Get the day right.
We know what he is.
Yeah, but that's unacceptable. I'm picking on him, and he's not why we lost on Thursday. But what I'm saying is, that is...
He's 1-11 for the reasons
so
why
Eric,
we lost
what
on Thursday.
I think Eric will know is, and why, like, we say, like, Maguire can't play out the back. You know, why do it? But I think what Eric is doing, and it's very brave, because, like, next season, you see, like, for us, there's no criticism. We're totally Eric, we trust. But the online universe is so, like, if you lose a game of football, lose two in a row, it's dreadful. Lose three in a row, and everyone's calling for his head. Where it comes to the point is, he's saying, well, they're going to have to play that way. Today we'll play it. You know, whoever's in my back four are going to play that way. And I almost admire it, because we're all saying, you can't ask Maguire and Lindelof to play that. But he's saying, well, I'm going to be playing it next year. I'm going to be playing it in 2 years. So they'll play it. The wider thing, De Gea could probably save us today. That's how...
Well, that's what he is.
That's what he is.
And I mean, I'm not anti De Gea. I'm not. I know he's got his limitations.
No, I love him. But
and the thing is,
but what's he doing? He's sometimes.
He's the only person that started 11 today. He's one of the.
I'll tell you the Thursday was the only time in a long time I thought at Anfield it was an aberration, but on Thursday it was like, oh, this felt a bit familiar. Like in a bad way, and I haven't felt that for a long while, so I don't want a game like I did warn you, and I don't mean it, but Brent, I don't want another one of those for the rest of the season, because I think we're all a bit fed up with it. But no, I feel like we're looking forward. Albert's so excited to hold his red flag up.
So gonna give us a rendition with your red flag up, Albert. Come on,
do you want to hold it?
Give us a wave.
So, what do you think, Nick?
Well, it's been a long day.
You got what time was your coach? You were supposed to be Wazza and Ruby's ill, his daughter, so that's a shame.
Oh, it's been a shame. And she's okay. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I've come down on a coach on my own this morning on the Bandit bus, and it's been a loud one, shall we say. And I was thinking, you know what? I've downloaded a nice podcast series. I'll put my headphones in. That'll be okay. Well, that went out the window very early on. I thought, I'm not going to have a can till about 11. That went out the window very early on. And we're what, like 10 minutes till kickoff? And
was your first can?
I don't know. It was before 10 a.m. this morning. So it's been a while.
What I love
but
is...
But it's been great.
That poor bloke next to you, no, I'm being on. But what I love is Wazza in the concern, sending him messages about, like, I hope Rudy's all right. And he just went, like, imagine the bloke next to Nick. He's now going to be getting a quiz question of 20 questions about, like, 1980s obscure German football.
Who weighs more, Steve Bruce or Victor Lindelof? But that wasn't the case. Wait, I was very nice. I told him about selling a fanzine.
Stranger to be on the podcast.
And hopefully we might get him on afterwards. But his views on United on the way down were very, very good.
Like, obviously... United is our lives. It's so special. Going into the pub, that is our tradition beforehand. I met Albert wearing mum's hat with Tony status quo's written a letter in block capitals for the next issue. But you know, there's someone who a lot of Reds will know who's been fighting for United since the 60s. And you think it's a community link. And like, we lose our rag about games. But what would we do without this?
Right, rubbish. And the funny thing is...
There's a lot of kids here today, which It's unbelievable. Piss a lot it's of unbelievable. People off. Obviously, today I'm fully on board with how many kids are around me.
The amount of kids here today is
why
utterly
won't they
incredible.
Let us bring a bottle of fucking water in, though. Anyway.
Anyway, my favourite thing on the way down on the coach was there was coach spotters on the way in.
No.
Have you seen the coach spotters at Wembley? They are fucking fantastic.
That can't be a thing.
And all of them are doing coach spotting.
That can't be a thing.
And the guy in the coach is like, turn to your left and you'll see a bunch of fucking coach spotters. And we're looking left and all these people are writing down reg plates to do coach spotting.
No.
And it was one of those.
See,
it was like the lads are getting their asses up on the window.
Whenever you think you got it bad as a red, there is always a hobby worse.
Oh, there's worse than that, and that is Exhibit A.
What's the worst lower than coach spotting, though?
Well, this is my point. So I said this to the guy next to me on the coach, and I said, this is a bad hobby. Like, we're all laughing at these guys writing down reg plates of coaches at the spot. But my word, our hobby is on. They're following 11 men now because they wear the colour of a red jersey.
I turned on for 5 minutes yesterday. Them lot, let's not even go there. Fucking hell. But Lee Dixon said what you said. Dion Dublin said the other week, which is POMO. What does POMO mean?
POMO?
Yeah.
No, FOMO.
Yeah, what's it mean?
FOMO is fear of missing out. I've got bad FOMO. I do. I've still got FOMO.
Who's come up with that? Is
I don't
thing?
I have no idea who came up with that. I've still got FOMO what's and I'm still not recovering from the admin area of the League Cup final. I am the most giddy Man United fan in fucking 30,000
of them. Why not say I've got the fear of like them doing that? Why is
it very long
to
say?
It's
a lot of effort. It's a lot of
that's
effort.
That's my
answer. That's a lot of effort.
The current youngsters who think fucking wiping their arse is an effort. In the olden days.
I'm 34 and we're being insulted.
During the war, I've got my beard on today.
I tell you what, here's one thing though. Obviously, I wasn't there at the Villa League Cup final. Admin error, would have been. Anyway, moving on. If you look around, it's very comparable to the Brighton lot wearing their flags. So most of the United fans, a lot of this section is very empty. They're still in the concourse.
We had scars for the League Cup final and they had flagpoles which they were shoving up their arse at Trafalgar Square at midnight.
It's a big difference between the two
ends. It's a different crowd. And it's a different crowd from the League Cup final. But it's like... I hope the seat.
Nail your colours to the mast. What are you going for right now?
I think we'll win. I do think we'll win. On edge, it will be very, very tight. I think we're all right. They are a good side. But you know what I'm worried about? I've got a little bit of fear. Like Spurs have, I don't know what they're late. It was 5-0. I think I'm a bit worried about our next 2-3 away.
Well, we'll get through them when we can. Won't we at the same time, but we're going to go to Albert Live for a score prediction.
Anthony, right, we're on Anthony. And we love
Anthony.
You,
we do like Anthony, to be fair.
Right, I'll see you at half time. You're going to get the beers in 5-5 with Graham.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds great. Right, over the Manchester Reds, the Bandit Bus Reds. It's been a very long day.
You've got hate of the week.
Coach spotters. Because as much as I thought it was an odd thinking that we're following 11 lads around in red shirts just because you're playing
you've
a red shirt.
Heavily, and then we're outside. You've been scratched heavily by a cat and I'm staying at yours next week. That worries me. But people are.
I'll be fine.
Right.
It'll be fine.
See you after.
Right.
So just a bit of continuation on from the Red News podcast before the game. Obviously we've beaten Brighton on penalties and I've just landed back in Manchester. This is the cellar Nick from before. Bit of an interesting experience on the way back, to say the least. I was on the Bandit bus on the way down and for half the way back actually up until we got to somewhere circa around Canic Services, and obviously did a little bit of a stop off. Shout out to those on coach 5 just in case anyone was on there and that was listening. Sat right at the front, got off, had a wee, decided to get off for a bit of a Mackey's as everybody else did, and missed the coach and it left without me. So I was stuck at Canic Services and I'm thinking, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. Coach is gone. There's a lot of people about. Got to try and jib on another coach. All of them are full. No seats on any of them. National Express is there, and I thought, I can try and chance my arm here. Got one of the other coach drivers to come over and said, look, this lad here, genuine. I've seen him. He was on a National Express coach. We need to get him on here. He needs to get back to Manchester tonight, pronto. So shout out to that coach driver. Didn't get his name. It's all a bit frantic in the space of about 3 minutes where everything happened. Managed to get back onto this National Express coach back to Manchester, and I'm currently walking towards Piccadilly at the moment. And the guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry that you've lost your bag. Like, you know, I need to get it back for you. And I was like, yeah, that's class. Yeah, massively appreciate it if you could help me try and get it back. That'd be amazing. He was like, yeah, don't worry about it. But I'll get your bag back for me. And I'm thinking, I wasn't on the National Express, but never mind. And he goes, no, I'll put you onto customer services. So I couldn't say no, because obviously the coach had set off, and I thought, I'm going to have to play along with this here now, aren't I? And I'd be like, right, yeah, all right, I was on National Express and the coaches and all the rest of it. So I thought, right, yeah, I was on there, don't panic. Can I have your colour of your bag? I said, it's a black Berghaus bag, that's what it is. I said, there's nothing in it, you know, it's fine, don't panic, thinking, I'll try and play the situation down and, you know, make it seem all right. He was like, no, we're going to get your bag back for you. But fair play to National Express. If you're ever going to lose your luggage on that place, you will get it back, because they are very efficient. They nearly found a bag that wasn't even there. So that is full props to them for the kind of service that they're providing to everybody. But hey-ho, that's another story for another day. Made it back to Manchester. Didn't cost me any more money, but I have lost my bag, and I'm a bit more fuming about it because there's about 4 cans in there. But anyway, won a penalty shootout. First time in what it's got to feel like forever. Very, very, very long day. It's literally 12:55 at the time of recording this. I am very tired, and that did not help any of the exhausting. So I'm currently on my way back to Store Street now to try and locate the bag. So hopefully we can try and find it. But if not, if anyone's got any connections with the Bandit Bus or even knows the coach company, that'd be superb, because I left my brace on there. But anyway, up the ball, bastards. It's in our own hands to stop you know what. We can't ask any better than that. Might have been a lost bag, but it's been a fucking brilliant day out. Up their heads.
I'm ready.
Right, here's an extra add-on. I went to bed fully... Well, Albert went to bed singing United, 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 and that made me as happy as I could ever be. And so I went to bed relatively early. I had a couple of drinks when I got home. Just happy that we'd won, happy that I'd done it with Albert, happy that I'd seen everyone. And I woke up to your messages, Nick. So we'll get onto that in a minute. I was just like, how can such a simple exercise as getting home from a football game involve the National Express customer helpline, a bag? The good news is you've got your bag back. So that's the good news. I'd have to say to Coach 5 on the Bandit Bus, they must have hated you to say, quick, leave now. Leave him there now. They must hate Red News and the Red News podcast. All joking aside, did Woot have a bigger influence on penalties than De Gea? Like when he just impeded him and hugged the ball. I just like... The De Gea argument, we'll do it another time because we haven't got much time now, but it's like, you just know he's not going to save a penalty. What's that all about? But what De Gea does bring is he made 3 very decent, you know, not spectacular, but match-saving saves. I thought it was a game of attrition, and I'd said in the morning, get over the finish line, and thankfully we got over the finish line. Wembley is still a shithole for me. Stank. The toilet stank. I say, like, the photo of someone having a haircut, presumably for fucking influencing content, cock-end content. But they took Albert's water bottle off him, and I just think, you're so petty, and they won't even give you tap water in the Wembley. I mean, that's got to be health and safety. Health and safety, I sound like a knob there, but it's like they only sell you water. Just, no, but bring on... And whereas I apologised to Nick for saying,
let's play City yesterday, I think we'd have had a better chance. Bring it on. Manchester United, any Manchester United. We had a chance. Berbatov missing that sitter in his game. Let's do what we do, 77-85, and then we win up properly up against it. We can beat this side. Let's hope we can. Let's not talk the doom. Let's just do what it is. And I think most United fans woke up and went, yeah, bring it on. You know, better us than anyone else to be there, however the potential of what. So, yeah, Nick, what happened?
I don't know. The worst thing is, I was sat at the front of the bus. I didn't need to get off the bus. I didn't need a wee. I didn't need food. I got some sausage rolls and crisps in my bag, and I just thought, I'm going to get off the bus. As you do. You know, you've had a few cans. You've been drinking for an obscene amount of time by that point. And I was sat, like I said, I was sat at the front of the bus. It wasn't like I was at the back and I was forgotten. Like, I was sat next to a bloke who was so pissed and mine. He's like, make sure you do a podcast with him afterwards. And I was like, he was pretty sound on the way down. And I said to him, I was like, we got on the coach. I was like, once we get going and we get on the motorway, do you mind if you do a podcast? And before we got that, he was like totally flat out. And I thought, well, there goes the podcast. So, and he moved. Some other people weren't on the bus and the coach left without them.
Oh, no.
That's what the podcast probably should have realised, that they're pretty
don't dilly and dally. Don't dilly and dally. Just get me. But fair play, ingenuity, X cans in, and I've heard more about your sausage rolls than any history of sausage rolls ever. Every conversation we've had in the last 24 hours, a WhatsApp message, has involved your sausage rolls. But fair play that you had the ingenuity not to be stuck there for the night or paying ridiculous amounts in a late night cab. So, and it was all worth it, Nick. The sacrifices. But considering the Houston story, refer back to Red News podcast of nearly missing a plane for a bag. Just you and coaches. And your dad suggested you go and race across the world just doing coaches. You do not have a good history of coaches, Nick. Do not go on a coach ever again.
Not in any way.
Anyone planning on going to the final, ask Nick what he's doing and don't do that option on a coach.
I went back to Store Street and one of the coaches was there, and the guy from Coach 1 was like, yeah, I'll give you a lift back to the depot. Coach 5's already back. I'll see if your bags are there. It was.
So, oh, great.
It cost me no more than what it would have done from Arabic. No. It didn't cost me anything. It probably cost me about half an hour of my time and probably about 1,000 calories worth of panic for 3 minutes at that service station where I thought, I've got to try and chip on one of these buses, and there was just no seats on any of them. So getting onto the National Express.
And don't be selfish, Nick. It's a lifetime of us taking the piss out of you again. So
it's well and truly deserved.
I couldn't believe it, though. Albert made me laugh. He's convinced that Nick Nack Paddy Whack Give a Dog a Bone is made up by the bloke standing next to us. He refuses to believe that that song is an actual United song. He just goes, but it's going Nick Nack Paddy Whack. So he's been loving, like, me hearing singing that, but he's completely convinced that a bloke just made that up yesterday because of the words. It's like, he said that's not a football song. And if you think about it, we're saying Nick Nack Paddy Whack Give a Dog a Bone. We could go into a whole podcast on song origins and how ludicrous if you actually wrote that song down. Should do another great United songs. Right, what did you make of the game, Nick?
Yeah, it was a bit dull, wasn't it, really, to be honest with you. I was still in there for the penalties, but I just went for a wee. I couldn't face it. And I came back and I think it was like 3-3, 4-4, something like that. And I just thought, I'm just going to ignore it and pretend it's not happening, because I don't cope well with penalties. So to come back out, and then obviously when that lad put one over the bar, the end just went absolutely mental. It was fantastic. And then obviously Lindelof smashed it in with an absolute brilliant one. But the game as a whole was just, it was just a bit drab, wasn't it? I tried to watch the highlights back this morning and there are no highlights.
Yeah, we had a couple of times with Anthony, but I did think, I'm glad Welbeck got a good reaction. I was pleased with that. And I thought the United end was, TRA did their best again. It was, you know, because there was a lot of kids, which for me worked, but obviously kind of hinder the atmosphere. But I did think Martial should have come off way earlier. You know, he's back to doing his meandering, slowly, what's it, the opposite of effortlessly moving around that pitch, which sort of holds up our play. I thought Bruno was his Bruno self. It just, you could tell what it was, which is we've got a lot of injuries, we're very tired, we're facing so many games, we're not clicked into form again, which worried, like, Thursday's a bit, because I would bite your hand off now for a draw in simple get a point I'm going to do a pod because I've got a ticket, so it's a West Ham and Brighton. I need, thank you very much, Red. But we'll, you know, just get the point to keep that gap going, because even Spurs being Spurs, I still don't feel confident for Thursday. Just going in, going, we're just not. But then, I don't know, I was going to Google for this, and as ever, no research, but I wonder if metatarsal and surgery could, is it, no, am I being completely ignorant as usual? Is there no chance Martinez could make the final?
Beckham was out for a few months, wasn't right. he? Same with, well, I don't think you're going to get Martinez back.
Well, can't we use City doctors then? And can't we use the City doctors and ship him off and get him? Because I thought, like, what you, the good thing about it being a June the 3rd final is hopefully it gives you enough time to then start, because we need to get some form. We need to get something. But fair play, Lindelof, you know, one thing, the opposite of De Gea being shit at them, we're very good at penalties. I mean, some of them were. And like Sancho, again, you know, but for him to score, that will do him the world of good, whether it leads to form or not. So I was pleased with ours, and I thought Lindelof, you know, we all were quick to criticise, so fair fucks for doing that.
Yeah. I've got a hate of the week from yesterday.
Yeah, go on.
Which was on the way back, someone mentioned on the coach, basically, was just saying, like, yeah, but if you'd gone the right way, you would have saved it. And I was like, but it didn't go the right way. Why does it matter? I hate when people... about penalties. Well, if you go the right way, it's a good act for a keeper. Don't matter. Went in, just get over it.
Well, it's like when they hit the post and they go, that was a very good penalty if it had gone in. Yeah, but it hasn't. It's just like, there's so many what ifs. Let's not create more what ifs. But I just thought it was just like, I don't know, for me, you know, like, I was emotional before the game. Like, at the end, I just thought, more selfishly for me, because I can always say I took Albert to a game at Wembley. You know, he knows there's no chance for City, and he's not like, oh, I want to get, you know, he knows that that's it. It might be that for another year or 10 years, but I just thought that, and there were lots around us, and I just, you know, sometimes, you know, fans are class, and I just thought people were nice, and it just, the whole day, I was just, like, in a state of, and to top it up by winning, you know, you think, yeah, great. Sometimes there's just no need for... I'll moan about everything. Well, I'll moan about the national text alert, because we were standing with you. I need to listen back to the bit before, but all my phone did was just vibrate as if it was Asda telling me I've won 5 points and I've got 30p off peas. You look like, if a nuclear... I must have said, but if a nuclear war's happening, I want my phone to explode in front of me. I don't want it to just go, your co-op options are up for Monday the week. Do you want 10p off your crisps this week? That was what it felt like. Anyway, go on, Nick.
It was very underwhelming, wasn't it?
Do you have a man of the match?
From yesterday... Oh, no, they were all terrible.
Wan-Bissaka. No, well, I thought Wan-Bissaka did well.
No, that'd be harsh there. No, Wan-Bissaka was good as well. Just been going forward, just looked really, really off it, didn't we, really? But, you know, you could see that the tactic had changed from playing it short from Thursday and everything from De Gea just went long. So, you know, De Gea with a couple of saves. Wan-Bissaka is brilliant. You know, he kept a lot of their players quite quiet down that side. So, yeah, just...
Yeah, a fair play to both Wan-Bissaka and Delo. The one thing, like, I wouldn't have had the ingenuity. I would have just been crying in a corner or just, like, looking aimlessly at everything that goes past me. What gave you the nous to go within seconds, held down the National Express? That's pretty good, Nick. That's thinking out of the box.
It matters. I didn't know where all the other buses were going. And I was like, I tried to get on this and this bus driver stopped me from getting on a random coach. And then he was like, well, I'll come with you and I'll try and blag you on it. There's always a seat on the National Express. But I'm just sat down on it and this guy just gives me the customer service phone and I'm on the phone with a woman describing a bag that he's obviously on a totally different company. And she's just like, yeah, we'll get your bag back for you, sir. Don't worry, someone will be on it. I was like, God, this is a bag that didn't...
Those poor people now today have got a log number going, we must find that man's bag. You'll get a call in about 2 weeks. Hopefully you get a voucher. Don't use it for the FA Cup front. Don't get on a coach again, Nick. Right. So we're going to do one of these, obviously a bigger one Sunday. I'll try and do one because I'm going to have a drink with Welsh Phil on Thursday. So what's your prediction Thursday? A lot of games again, isn't there? A lot of games.
We've got a good 4 or 5 days now, haven't we, to recover, which is nice. You know, that's a long time for us to get to that.
This season.
It's just seeing how Spurs really react to that, I guess, after that battering last week. You're going to have some form of reaction, and it's just it's just so in our nature to be playing teams that always need to have a reaction. It always seems to be against us, or they've always got a new manager against us, and it's like, you know, the same. I sacked that interim coach this morning, so I just feel like...
Have they sacked him?
Well, they rumoured to.
You could sack an interim. Only Spurs could sack an interim caretaker who's only there for another month. How bad is that? I was sacked as a spare one. Right, I better go, mate. So, thanks very much, Nick. You look tired. All right. Yeah, so prediction. Go on, give a score.
I'll go 1-1. I think it's about time we try to get some kind of positive result away from home, but I think they're going to err on the side of caution. You know, it's a 6-pointer for them, isn't it, really, to try and keep them in the top four race. So I'll go for 1-1. But I was right, though. I said we get battered by Seville, and I said we beat Brighton and go through. And nobody else said that. So I'm having that, so I'm
going to
stick firm with the draw on Thursday.
Well, they're taking one out of the two, and I don't know, let's see. I'm looking forward to seeing their ground, because your wedding prevented that. So,
thank you.
It was worth going to the wedding. So hopefully, like, I get a Ronaldo roar at your wedding, or get someone who can do that. Woot. Woot can do it on Thursday. All right, I'll bite your hand off a draw. Just get to Sunday, win Sunday, and then get some form going. All right, cheers, Nick.
Cheers.
See you later, mate.
Support the Red and Sub campaign. Enjoy the pod. Support the man. Just 109 more Reds needed.